Okay, I think this spot is good. Here, give me your shoes. Socks too. Come on, give it. Because you don't want them to get wet, silly. Come on. I promise. As soon as you get your toes in the water, you'll love it. Thank you. Okay. I have to admit, this is one of your more brilliant ideas. Late night drive. Fast food takeout at midnight, the lake, and look at the sky. The stars, they're so much brighter out here. It's beautiful. And the water feels nice. Oh? There's more? Wine? Which has already been drunk halfway. But I'm not complaining. So, what in the world did I do to deserve this? And a blanket to keep me warm? Why, thank you. That's a grand gesture. What's next? A love confession? I'm kidding. Jeez. You just surprised me. That's all. I already bothered you enough to come out in the middle of the night for the most randomest things, and usually you would have left by now and caught up on your sleep. I know, I'm a great friend. Seriously, I'm not sure why you still choose to stick around. Oh, you don't? What? I'm not clingy. You're such a jerk. Can you please just be useful and give me my food? Hey, are you okay? I wasn't going to say anything, but you're weirdly quiet tonight. Even in the car right here. Huh, now that I think about it, you didn't complain at all tonight. Are you sure you're okay? If you're tired, you should have just said so and stayed home. You don't always have to be at my beck and call, you know. So come on, spill it. What's up? Spill the tea. Please tell me. Okay. I guess I'll be annoying about it. Poke. Poke. No, I'm not gonna stop poking you until you tell me. Yeah, I know you hate that. So come on, tell me. Let me be a good friend for once. What's eating you? Nope, I'm not gonna stop. I'm gonna keep poking you until. Immature? Me? Who's the one acting like a little kid? All sulky, quiet, and brooding without a good reason, Okay. Serious this time. I'm sorry. Hey. Talk to me. About anything. Just talk to me, please. Oh, don't start with that crap. This is clearly not nothing. Okay, fine. You don't want to talk, I'll talk. Come here. There's getting chilly, and I don't want you to get sick. See, I'm not totally a bad friend. I can be caring and thoughtful too. Hey, I know sometimes this doesn't make sense to you. Whenever I call and ask you to come over at the most unreasonable hour, and I want to thank you, not just for tonight, but for all the night that you came whenever I called. Honestly, I can't remember a time when you didn't. In a way, you kinda spoiled me in that department. So I guess it's your fault that I'm clingy. My future boyfriend or girlfriend will have to thank you for that. Hey, you'll never know. But here's the hope, right? Given my history, people like you don't usually get too involved with people like me for too long. Too much emotional baggage and all that. But still, I'm thankful that you stayed in my life for as long as you have. With all this stuff that I went through, and when everyone else was leaving, you didn't. So, thank you for being here, for always being here. You didn't even have to say anything profoundly comforting to make me feel better. Just you there was enough. And I love you for that, you know? I really do. Damn it, I'm not crying. Okay, maybe I was on the verge of tears, but then you decided to just come up with something opposite of serious after I went all emotional. Yeah, Deep conversation doesn't really suit us. We just can't be serious for a moment without making fun of each other. And it looks like you're ready to talk. Your turn. What's bothering you? You wouldn't have suggested coming here if it was nothing. And don't pretend that you don't have anything to say. I know you do. You always get all silent and distant whenever you get in that head of yours. Look, I don't want to assume, but I think I know. I know what you really want to talk about. Because it's what I wanted to talk to you about too. And we're both hesitant and scared. And if I'm way off, then you can tell me. Just tell me and we can move on from this. It's been on my mind for quite some time, too, now. Like a good amount of time. I've been thinking about you a lot. About us. I mean, you are the most important person in my life since forever. You know that? I've told you that. And what we have now, it's great. It's freaking great. You're the one person I can run to and tell anything. Important, random, nonsensical, stupid things. And I would never want to do anything to ruin that. And that scares me. I can't risk losing someone so great and important to me. So for the longest time, I didn't do anything. And I pretended that it was just a phase, and I'll get over it, that I'll get over these feelings. But every day after that, it just got harder for me to ignore it. And in all honesty, I can't pretend anymore. I can't pretend that I only see you as a friend. I can't pretend that my feelings for you are just platonic. And I definitely can't pretend that I'm not in love with my best friend. And I do. I love you. And I'm in love with you. I always have been. Now would be a good time to say something. Please say something. And just be honest. For once, be honest about how you're feeling. Without the cynicism, without the jokes, without the sugarcoating, without worrying about what I think or feel. I'm not expecting anything but your honesty. Just tell me, and we can... Mm. Or that. That works too. This is so not fair. Because I just told you that I've been in love with you, which is not easy, by the way. It was nerve-wracking and an anxiety-ridden confession. And you're just looking all cool and calm. And out of nowhere, without warning, you just lean in and kiss me with those soft lips. Did you know that you have soft lips? I'm sorry. Can you say that again? I love you too, you dork. I love you.